Blackstone Audio presents The Engines of God by Jack McDevitt. For Maureen, with love. In the streets of Haokai, we wait. Night comes, winter descends, the lights of the world grow cold. And in this 300th year from the ascendancy of Balat, he will come who treads the dawn, tramples the sun beneath his feet, and judges the souls of men. He will stride across the rooftops, and he will fire the engines of God. Uranic Book of Prayer, Kurakwa, translated by Margaret Tufu. Prologue. Iapetus, Sunday, February 12, 2197, 0845 GMT. The thing was carved of ice and rock. It stood serenely on that bleak, snow-covered plain, a nightmare figure of gently curving claws, surreal eyes, and lean fluidity. The lips were parted, rounded, almost sexual. Priscilla Hutchins wasn't sure why it was so disquieting. It was more than the carnivorous aspect of the creature, the long, slow menace of talons, the moonlight stealth of the lower limbs. It was more even than the vaguely aggressive stance, or the position of the figure, in the center of an otherwise lifeless plain, beneath the October light of Saturn's rings. Rather, it seemed to flow from its interest in the ringed world, which was forever frozen above a tract of low hills and ridges in the west. Stamped on its icy features was an expression she could only have described as philosophical ferocity. "I keep coming back." Richard's voice echoed in her earphones. It was filled with emotion.